good boy like you can't have any trouble.
Oh, but I do have, Anita. I tell you, I get into more trouble than Brer Rabbit.
Well, what is it this time?
Well, I was just tuning up Bergen's car, you know. And I was just giving it a little test run. You know, you have to do that, you know, to get it working right. When along comes Nelson Eddy, see? And he asked me to drive him home. Well, now, you know, I am nothing if not courteous. So I drove him home, but we smashed into a fire hydrant.
Oh, no, Charlie, how could you?
It was easy.
Oh, well, what do you think Mr. Bergen will do?
Well, for one thing, he's going to walk. Now, Anita, you run along, because here comes Nelson Eddy, and I got to talk to him.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Hello, Charlie.
Oh, you're just the man I want to see. Nelson Eddy.
Hey, Charlie, I don't suppose you've had time to have Edgar's car fixed.
It ain't the time that's been holding me back. And, Mr. Eddy, inasmuch as I was driving you home at the time when the accident happened, don't you think that maybe...
Oh, no, I don't.
You don't? Well, after all, you did grab the wheel when I was driving.
So?
So you ought to grab part of the expense.
I was only trying to keep the one out of two from being you.
Oh.
Where's the car now?
I had it towed over to Skinny Dugan's backyard.
Oh, Nelson, Charlie, I have just discovered that my car is missing.
Oh, maybe you just mislaid it.
No. No, I tell you, somebody stole it.
Oh, don't worry, Edgar. Leave it alone and it'll come home.
Wagging its tail eye behind it.
Well, I can see I'm not going to get any help from you two.
No, sir.
So I'm going to phone and I'm going to report it to the police.
Oh, boy. Well, Mr. Eddy, did you think us out of our trouble or do you have to do an encore?
Hey, I got a great idea.
Good.
Look, does Edgar have any insurance?
Yeah. You mean, oh, no, we couldn't bump off Bergen. No.
No, Charlie. No. I'm talking about accident insurance.
Oh.
All we do is take Edgar's policy to the insurance company, file a claim, and presto.
We get 6 months in jail, yeah.
No, we get the money.
Oh.
But I'll have to pretend I'm Bergen.
Well, let's go, alias Bergen. Well, now this must be the place, because here's a sign on the door. It says, "The accidents will happen insurance company." Yeah.
Now, I wonder where we can find the claim adjuster.
Well, that's an important-looking man. Why don't you ask him, Mr. Eddy?
Oh, pardon me. Are you the claim adjuster?
Nope. I'm Walter Wackle.
Why, he has lower lip wobble, hasn't he?
Can you direct us to the claim department?
Well, sorry, but I just started working here. I'm from Washington. But I think it's the man over there by the window working his head off.
Well, let's go before you work your head off here.
Pardon me, sir. Are you the adjuster?
Well, some people call me that, and some people call me Chester Morris.
I'm Nelson Eddy.
Speak right up, Mr. Bergen.
Yes, I'm Edgar Bergen.
Well, your face is familiar. I said your face is familiar, but I don't recognize the hair.
He only wears it in the winter.
Well, if you're Edgar Bergen, say something without moving your lips.
He did it.
We'd like to file a claim for damages.
I see. Is the amount under $10, or am I going to have trouble?
Well, here's a list of the stuff that's busted.
Uh-huh. That will cost about...
$80.
No coaching, please. We'll allow you $5.
What are you trying to do?
Isn't it obvious?
Yeah.
Now, let's forget the money for the nonce.
Let's forget the nonce and give us the money.
All right, now. Now, let's fill out the claim report.
Yes, sir.
Oh, dear. This is so complicated.
Pardon me, but you're holding it upside down.
Oh, so I am. Well, here we are. Now, cause of the crash?
A fire hydrant was jaywalking.
Did you signal the fire plug?
Yes, we blew the horn.
And the fire plug blew its top.
Well, that's city property.
Sure.
Did you get anything from the city?
We got a free wash job, yeah.
Mr. Bergen, were you at the wheel?
Occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Do you have witnesses?
Fortunately, no.
Were you on a straight road, curved, or at an intersection?
We were on the sidewalk.
Now, when did you first see the fire plug?
Now, I'd say we were about 20 feet away as the crow flies.
Yeah.
Oh, you were coming in for a landing.
Pardon the intrusion, but I saw your sign saying adjustments, and I thought you might do something about this dreadful crick in my neck.
Well... The chiropractor is down on the next floor.
Oh, very well. I'll wait for him.
But he's been down there for 13 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just sit here. He should be through pretty soon now.
Now, let me see. Where were we?
Excuse me. Are you the insurance adjuster?
Yes, I'm the... Yes, miss, but you can call me Chester. Mm-hmm. Or better yet, call me Chet.
Well, now, that ain't fair, Chet. We were here...
It's Mr. Morris.
What again?
What do you mean by crowding ahead of a lady?
Crowding? How do you...
Yes. And now, what can I do for you, miss?
Well, I stopped my car suddenly...
Yes?
And my poor little Mopsy fell off the seat and sprained her foot.
Oh.
And who is Mopsy?
She's my little Mexican chihuahua.
You mean you have a chihuahua? Wow, 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 wow.
Oh, yes. I love dogs.
Oh.
I could just hug everyone I see. Poor Mopsy, she's so upset, she won't eat her caviar.
Well, try her with a crepe Suzette.
Let me ask you something. What gear were you in at the time of the accident?
I was wearing my green sweater and my orchid clan diggers.
Oh, I see. You were in high gear. Well, I personally think you should have at least $100.
Ooh.
Yes, and if you need any more, just call on me.
Oh, thank you so much.
Not at all.
Goodbye.
Hey, I didn't know you paid off so promptly.
No.
Ma'am, my name is Ursel Twing.
Yeah?
And that's right, uh-huh. And I'm here tonight...
Where did you come from?
Smarty, if you must know, the stork brought me.
Really?
Well, what's your complaint?
Well, I own a trainer,
yes?
Trailer, friend, and, well, I don't really own it either exactly, because I have 7 more payments before I get... If you will pardon the expression, the pink slip.
So?
Oh, go on.
Well, last night my trailer was robbed, and what I'd like to know is, can I recover?
Well, let's hope so. You can't always look this bad.
No.
You know.
Well, you can't tell. Well, I was just putting on my flannel nightgown,
yeah.
Or was it the cotton? No, I was wearing pajamas.
All right, come on, get to the point.
Well, I am. A robber pointed a pistol right at me, and he said, reach for the ceiling.
And
you did? Uh-huh, that's what he said. And I tried to, but I couldn't reach it even when I stood way up on the tip-tops of my tippy-toes.
Why didn't you call for help?
Well, you know how it is these days. Nobody wants to work.
Oh, sure. You've certainly had more than your share of trouble.
Oh, yes, I know. I really have. And as I fled from the intruders, I struck my crazy bone, too.
Well, you must hurt all over.
Oh, yes. Oh, for heaven's sake, my gosh, yes. I'm just so nervous and twitchy, I must run right out and get a cup of ginger tea. Goodbye, all.